whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
The sound from, I don't think it's Invesco Field anymore. What is
it's
it?
It's something at Mile High, isn't
yeah.
it?
Is it
Empower Field?
That sounds like it might be right. At Mile High Stadium?
Empower Field at Mile High.
Okay, there you go. The Broncos fans chanting, "We want Buffalo," while they were closing out their win over the Chiefs.
I mean, we shouldn't be too offended, right?
No, not at all.
Those fans have not been in the playoffs in 9 years. Like,
yeah, that was basically, we want to go to the playoffs. And now...
Not that I'm feeling bad for them, by the way. They won the Super Bowl the last time they were in the playoffs.
That's true. And, of course, the playoffs are constantly a battle of who can convince themselves that fewer people believe in them.
Uh-huh.
And the Broncos are pretty strong with this one right now.
I don't know.
Nobody believes in the Broncos.
They should feel upset that these ESPN shows keep putting up Bills on upset alert.
Yeah.
The Broncos are like, stop believing in us. We don't want belief.
Yeah. Bills and Broncos. Give us a call if you'd like. 803-0550. My evaluation is that this is just a quiet little, everyone's, workmanlike this week. Hype hits once they win this game.
Yeah, ticket prices, I guess, are not,
well,
not necessarily through the roof.
Maybe that's because... This game is, it's not lose-lose. That's not what I'm saying. Winning is supposed to happen. And if you don't, it's a colossal letdown. Whereas, if you lose in the playoffs, no matter where it happens, you lose in the AFC Championship game to the Chiefs on, a field goal or by 3 points, 2 points, that's, all right, hey, flip of a coin, that happens. This would be, if they were to find a way to lose to Denver, it would be... to call it like a low point of 7 years sounds dramatic, but would it not be the low point? It would be that you didn't even make the divisional round. So maybe that's a part of this, is that I don't want to get too loud about this game because they have to have it. There'll be a sense of relief once they get by Denver. And from there, any win is, let's go. Get closer and closer and try and win the whole thing. I also wonder how much there is of getting ready to see this, you can make it the offense or the defense, go all out. Because for the last couple weeks, we've watched what I would say is a diet version of the Bills. Right? Allen said they didn't do too much against New England.
Yep.
And then they're playing the Jets. And
maybe the Jets they did. Right?
Sure. But that game got sideways because of turnovers and craziness from what Rodgers did in that game. So like the full force of the Bills offense, the perfect game kind of mindset that we now go into these games and think, like, I remember a game like this where they never punted. They never, they just went the whole way and scored a bunch of touchdowns. And I don't expect that exactly against the Broncos, but all right, let's see what it looks like, Joe Brady. This is what we've been waiting for, is this next month.
Mm-hmm.
What can you dial up? 803-0550 is our phone number, 1-888-550-2550. Bills and Broncos.
Are you wondering at all about Amari Cooper, by the way? Was it weird that McDermott, when asked, like, hey, Amari Cooper, family reason, right? Like, why he wasn't there on Sunday. Is he going to be back? And it wasn't just like, hey, he'll be back. It was, yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
I don't know if you put it exactly that way, but just the fact that it wasn't like a definitive... Yes, it was more, I hope, in any form or at context being used as the word, was just a little strange to me.
A little bit.
Not that he's even, vital, but he certainly helps.
I certainly think he is vital. I know the production's not there, and maybe there's not enough sample size before he showed up. to say that without him, they would be a dead-in-the-water offense, because that's probably a little dramatic, but he's vital. You're coming up against defenses that are going to present much tougher challenges. Denver is the best defense they'll play all year.
Yes. I mean, there's not, what, three teams that are better than them, and who are they? Like Philly?
Minnesota's had a good defense this year.
They didn't play them. So yeah, it's probably the best defense they played all year.
Yeah.
Who is the best defense they've played all year?
Going by DVOA?
Kansas City?
Maybe. But I mean, Kansas City, even them, like, since that injury to the cornerback Jalen Watson, that's a team that all of a sudden you were able to get points on. They've given up a lot.
This will be it. This will be the best defense they play.
Okay.
He does draw attention away from the middle, and he also is catching these really tight window throws. Like, he's had drop problems in his career, and he had one or two, I think, for the Bills. But, man, Allen is putting these balls in perfect spots, and he makes a phenomenal catch against the Jets. He had a couple against Kansas City where he's got a guy right over him, and he comes away with it. So, like, just having him, I do think it is very important that he would be back, because I just think he allows everything in the middle, everything underneath, just be easier when you have him on the outside. If he's not on the outside, then the defenses go right back to what Houston and Baltimore did, which was, yeah, go ahead. Well, we're going to take away the middle. I dare you to throw to Mac Hollins 7 times in this game.
Yeah, you wonder if tight ends will be a factor in this game. Kincaid or Knox, you know. Might be tough sledding. Might be a game they lean on Superman. That's the other thing about this time of year. We've seen a million Josh Allen freakishly incredible plays, but some of his best ever moments are playoffs. And the resume is very, very good. You've got more great games than you have below average games.
Yep.
Right? Like Baltimore, he wasn't incredible. Cincinnati, he had a bad day. But other than that, you've had really strong performances from Allen for the most part. Last year against the Chiefs, he did as much as he could.
He didn't have a ton to work with.
Didn't get a lot of help,
And they ran the ball.
And they ran it a lot.
They wanted to take – well, like you meant – like the idea that Brady said, we want as many possessions for Allen as possible, that is the opposite of what they did against the Chiefs last year.
That's right.
We're going to limit Patrick Mahomes' possessions. They also were going into that game limiting their own quarterback's possessions.
Allie in Denver. Hey, Allie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Happy Tuesday. I was just going to call in. I obviously live in truly the very middle of Broncos country, and I'm a high school teacher and went back to work after the break yesterday and walked into our faculty meeting and obviously got a lot of feedback about our team. And I think the one thing that I don't know that I've had anybody mention yet is, you know, Denver's pass rush. In Denver, you know, they are really proud of Nick Benito, and obviously, you know, Pat Surtain makes that pass rush go. But I don't know if the Broncos folks have any idea how good Deion and Spencer are. Like, I haven't heard anybody mention either of their names in these conversations when they're talking about, oh, like, this defense is going to shut them down. And to be honest with you, I was looking at their schedule, and I don't know that they have played a tandem of tackles that are as just sound as our two guys are. And yep. I think those two boys having themselves a day might be the difference. And I think that's something that, yeah, not everybody out here in Denver is talking about, and they should be.
Thanks, Allie.
My opinion.
Yeah. One thing on this, you know, they led the league in sacks, and I always want to go back and find out, like, well, who did you play? Because there's the year the Eagles go to the Super Bowl and lose to the Chiefs.
Yep.
They're the number one defense, and they led the league in sacks. And
they had a record, I think.
And they never touched Mahomes. And you went back and you found, oh, turns out they sacked Daniel Jones himself 13 times in two games. So, you know, the Broncos' pass rush is definitely good. I've got their numbers of sacks by game.
Okay. And who was against?
Yeah. Want to run through that when we get
sure.
back? All right,
yeah.
When we get back, because we're up against a break, make sure we have time for this. Who did they get to? Who did they sack? Who did they not sack? That's coming up. 803-0550 to join us on WGR.